If you feel like you're not seeing the whole picture, investigate. Ask questions. Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday, and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are going to focus on the third pillar of coherence, which is the other that manifests as community. This is an offered intention, but of course, I invite you to pair it with anything that you are working on or would like to call into today's session. Okay, to get us started, I am going to light some sage to cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision. And begin to deepen your breath. As your breathing deepens, feel yourself come into this present moment. Notice anything you can hear, anything you can smell. Maybe you can taste some toothpaste or coffee. And feel the sage energetically reaching you. And as the smoke dissipates, it takes with it any stress, any tension, anything that does not serve you today. Here in a moment, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Maybe exhale with a sigh or a little noise if you would like. Okay, when you're ready, take that deep breath in. And keep going, really inhale and fill up your lungs, and exhale. And tune in to the collective. To everyone, all the beautiful souls that are joining us across space and time, sharing this breath, and sharing this ritual. Slowly allow your breath to return to a comfortable rhythm. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes. I am going to begin shuffling our cards for today, and I invite you to call back in any intention you may have set, our overall theme of the other and community, and reflect on these concepts. If you have a question, you can call it to mind, but it's not necessary. You can just hold your awareness. Okay. We have the Eight of Wands. The Eight of Wands is eight wands poking in through the side of the tarot card. We really only see half of these wands. We don't see where they end, and they're coming in at a diagonal angle over a landscape with hills and a little pond in the middle. And this card is always so striking to me because there's no figures in it, and wands call to mind the spirit, spirituality, the divine, the soul, the mind, you know, however you conceive of that other thing that makes us human. And the thing that's really sticking out to me this time, you know, every time you pull a card with a different intention or a different theme, another thing will arise. And today it's that we don't see the whole wand. It's only half of these wands as they come into frame. There is something that you don't have the full picture on right now in relationship to a relationship or your community. Do you have questions about something? Is there something that doesn't make sense to you? Keep asking questions. Questions are not bad. I'm also feeling like there's this energy of, are they mad at me? Or did they do this? Or was this like sneaky? Was this shady? Am I missing something here? Like kind of a, I hesitate to say paranoid, but almost paranoid, not necessarily that it's unfounded, but like there's something going on that I'm missing. And what is that? Like you're picking up on this intuitively. And listen to your gut. You know, if you feel like you're not seeing the whole picture, investigate, ask questions. Of course, if you're worried that someone is upset at you or you did something wrong, it is that person's job to tell you. If they're upset, you're not a mind reader. You can't possibly know if you have done something. So try to give yourself some grace and breathe through it. But also, there's nothing wrong with doing a quick check-in, a quick, hey, are we good? Just to give yourself peace of mind. That's absolutely allowed. It's actually a very common thing in psychology. My therapist actually calls it checking. It's a technique, and it's something I used a lot growing up before I got a better handle on my anxiety, and I still do it now. If ever there's a time where it's like, I just can't get a rein on this, I need to check. Check. It's okay. But stay open-minded about what you're going to hear, because the feeling that this is giving me is that it's better than you think it is, right? The thing that's so scary about the dark is the unknown, is that you don't know what's there, and it could be anything. And that's terrifying. H.P. Lovecraft, the prolific horror writer who doesn't have the best personal track record, but I really do enjoy his writing, so preface there. But he says that he leaves his monsters so open-ended because the most terrifying thing to a human is what they imagine in their own brain. He could never write anything scarier than what we could frighten ourselves with, and his job was to get us to frighten ourselves. When we're faced with the unknown, with the rest of this picture, it's scary because we don't know what it is. And our brain, because it's trying to protect us, it's trying to nurture us and say, you better look out. Because when you hear that rustling in the bushes, it could be a lion, run away. But also, it could be a rabbit. It makes the same rustle in the bushes, but your brain is trying to protect you and says, well, we don't know what it is. Assume the worst so that we can be safe. We don't need to protect ourselves from lions anymore, right? And in the same way, you don't need to protect yourself from those same things that happened in your family of origin, in your childhood, that you developed certain coping mechanisms to protect yourself with then. So we can release those fears with love and say, thank you for protecting me and keeping me safe. I'm okay now. And meet whatever it is that is giving us pause, that feels mysterious, that's asking for our curiosity, with an openness, with an honest curiosity, not judgment, but a desire to understand. And that's always allowed too. Hey, I'm a little confused about this, and can you give me some insight into what this was? Or this landed with me like this. Is that what you meant? The story I'm telling myself is one of those awesome Brené Brown-isms. So I'll own your narrative, but don't be afraid to unveil what's unseen. It's likely a lot less scary than you're telling yourself it is. To move into our mantra for today, inspired by the Eight of Wands and this theme of the other and community and anything that you may have called into our practice today, our mantra is going to be, I trust in my ability to hold the unknown. Because I trust in your ability to hold the unknown. There's so much unknown in life, and you do it every single day. We are all experts at holding the unknown. Okay, I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath with me, and on the exhale, we will repeat our mantra of, I trust in my ability to hold the unknown. Okay, whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And exhale, I trust in my ability to hold the unknown. For our practice today, I'm gonna give you some options. If you feel like this was super on point for you and there is a situation that you have in your head that you are like, yeah, I want to talk to this person. Yeah, I need clarity on this. Or there's a clear action forward, do that. That's your practice. If there's not something super clear like that, but this idea of releasing some of these coping mechanisms to allow for some safer attachment in our relationships is something you want to work on, meditate on this idea of coping strategies that you may have developed as a child, right? What are ways that our inner child protected us? For me, hypervigilance is one of those. When I was younger, I really wanted to understand the full scope of what was happening, but my parents wanted to protect me from any difficulty. And so in my mind, of course, like we were just talking about, my childhood brain made it out to be scarier to protect myself. But that hypervigilance means I'm constantly scanning for threat, for danger. And so that's something I feel myself doing in relationships now all the time. My friends will tell you. And being able to say, okay, this is me being hypervigilant. There's actually no alarm bells going off. I'm okay. They'll tell me if they're mad, right? All of those good things. So meditate on that if you're curious about what might be sitting there. And if none of those really call to you, preface, if you don't want to do one of those things just because it feels scary, I'll remind you that Carl Jung says, where our fear is, there our task is. But of course, only do what makes you feel safe and that you're ready to do. But if neither one of those are ringing true for you to practice today, meditate on this idea of the unknown, on the mystery of sitting comfortably in the discomfort, and call that to mind. Use it as a journal prompt, a meditation prompt, talk to a friend about it, you know, however you like to consider new ideas. I'll leave you with that one. Thank you all so very much for joining me today, and I am very much looking forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Please follow, subscribe, like, share, rate, review, comment. All of these things are the best ways to support the Cohere Collective, to support our daily ritual and the work that we're trying to do. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our daily ritual's theme music. And as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time.